first individual that won Survivor, if you remember correctly, when it was all said and done, he lost like 30, 40 pounds because he was an overweight man
to begin with. Well, no, it wasn't 30 or 40 pounds.
That's what he said on national television.
No, he did not say 30 or 40 pounds. And most of the weight that he lost before he was on that program, not while he was on the program.
Okay, all right. Well, let's go to the second show then. How about Kentucky Joe, the guy that ran around with a feather up his butt? He wasn't fat.
I don't know what you call fat, but I'm talking about members of our organization that are 50.
You just said the federal 30 to 50 pounds overweight is fat. So this guy was 30.
He was not 30 to 50 pounds overweight. And what I am saying is,
do we want to call Kentucky Joe and find out for sure?
He might have been 10 pounds overweight. Television, especially CBS, is discriminating to fat people. They've got gays, they've got blacks, they've got Hispanics. There are no fat. The only person on television with any weight at all is Cameron Bradhart on The Practice.
Well,
and
I totally
the federal
disagree
law,
with you because
you disagree with me
how?
Well, wait a minute. I want to, Chuck.
In today's society, you're saying, what are you considering fat then?
Right. Chuck, I want to ask you a question, Chuck. Hey, Chuck, I want to ask you a question. Your complaint is simply that Survivor has already had fat people on.
And that's bullcrap. And that's
bullcrap. Fair to everybody.
That Survivor has, the producers of that program, Mr. Schwinn, have had fat people on.
They have not had the kinds of competitions that would be even-handed and fair for individuals that are overweight.
If you remember correctly, most of these individuals several times couldn't do several of the activities because they were overweight.
What do most people do when they go to the
beach? So it was fair. It's a team activity.
What do most people do when they go to the beach?
What
do most people do when they go to the beach?
All right, hold on. Mr. Schwinn, if you're eating dinner, you need to...
I'm sorry.
You need to swallow your food.
What do most people do when they go to the beach?
What do most people? They play in the sand.
That's
they go swimming.
Right.
They sit in the
sun. Survivor addressing those activities?
Why does the beach have anything to do with it?
That's where most of the survivors are on the beach or beach.
In Africa? Africa was the beach.
You know what I'm saying.
Wait a minute.
No, I don't. There's three of them.
No. We could play with a blow-up rainbow-colored ball and things like that. Normal things.
Wait a minute. What makes me want to tune into Survivor and watch people play with a beach ball?
I don't care whether you tune in or not. CBS has a federal obligation to produce a program.
Wait a minute. Now you want CBS to produce a show that they'll lose money with, that's going to cost them money to produce, so you guys can throw a beach ball around, nobody will watch it, and you still win $1 million.
They've been fair. Why can't somebody overweight stand on a pole and stand there longer than the next person next to them? Those are the activities that happen now. And then they have people kayaking out in the waves. What?
They have people kayaking out in the waves, having to paddle boats and everything? Give me a break, will you?
They have been fair. CBS has been fair. CBS has been fair with the laws, and I think that you just need to lose the pound.
Yeah, boy, no kidding.
It's easy to laugh at fat people. I've been laughed at my entire life.
I've been fat before, and I've lost weight. It's called willpower. It's saying push away the plate.
I don't want to. I enjoy food. You ask me to stand on a pole.
So do I, but it's unhealthy.
I can barely climb a step.
You can barely climb up a step?
Yes.
So CBS needs to produce... All right.
Oh, you don't doubt. Why? How do you know whether I'm fat or not?
Well, the way you're talking, you can't take food out of your mouth and talk on the telephone.
Sir, I'm having dinner. I guess you don't eat dinner. Is that right?
Well, when I call into a radio show, I'm not sitting there eating.
Thank you, Chuck. Maybe the guy has the common decency to eat before he calls.
That's what I was thinking. I had to rush a really late dinner. I'm sorry. Is there something to do with you?